and welcome to Mondo Hollywood. And we just listened to the Return theme from the Days of Heaven soundtrack directed by Terrence Malick. And we started off today's show with the great Jerry Goldsmith with the Love theme from Chinatown. And this is all in thanks to our special guest today, Dave Barber, who is the basically the programmer guru of the Cinematheque for the past, I don't want to say 30-something.
32 years.
32 years. So welcome and thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So you brought all, like this is all from your own personal collection.
Yes, except one from the library.
Which is fine because Winnipeg has some really good libraries. And so what made you choose these first two tracks?
Chinatown is probably one of my favorite music scores by Jerry Goldsmith, who one of the great composers. You did L.A. Confidential, Alien, Planet of the Apes. He was nominated 18 times for an Academy Award, but he won for The Omen. I once smuggled a tape recorder into the King's Theater to tape his soundtrack to the Blue Max.
With George Rupard.
Yeah, years ago. Anyway, he's one of the great. He had to create the score in 10 days because the person was fired from Chinatown. He had to come up with the score in 10 days.
And that's what he came up with.
That's pretty amazing.
Like a beautiful love theme. Like, wow. So next up, we actually have one of Steven Spielberg's first movies.
Sugarland Express.
And this was not a success.
No, not at all.
And because he had like kind of like TV movie success with like
Duel. Duel came out before this, but this movie didn't. I don't think it did well at the box office. So I think he might have backed away from a film like this. But this is a great score. It has Toots Thielman, who died in August at age 96, who was a jazz harmonica virtuoso. It's just a great piece of music.
And this is composed by John Williams, who had famously a career with Steven Spielberg.
Yes, who made 36 features before he recorded this.
Which is crazy. Because he used to, I remember from back in the day, he was Johnny Williams when he did the Lost in Space theme from the TV show.
Yeah.
So by 70, I want to say, it's 74-ish around there.
He also did Valley of the Dolls, Robert Altman's Images. A lot of different titles.
Yeah, so he's kind of underrated. Like, I mean, everybody knows, like, the Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he tends to recycle his themes a little bit too much, I think, in some of the later movies. But this is a very, very good score, I think. You can see the Texas heat shimmering off the highway in this piece of music.
And, this movie, if you haven't seen it, it has Goldie Hawn and Willie Matherton. And it's kind of like a kidnapping.
Yeah, car chase based on a true story. Thank you.
So that is a very rare track from a Guy Madden movie, Winnipeg director Twilight of the Ice Nymphs, and that was a track by John McCullough, who now lives in BC, you were saying.
Yes, he came here to do a workshop, and as he was doing it, I told him how much I liked his film music, and he made a copy of the soundtrack for me. It was recorded in Slovakia with the Radio Bratislav Symphony. He's the brother of Kyle McCullough, who was in Tales from the Gimli Hospital, Archangel, as an actor, and then Kyle moved to Los Angeles. John also did the music score for The Cat Came Back, Cordell Barker's animated film, and Get a Job, Brad Kassler's animated film that took 7 or 8 years, but an amazing film. So, yeah, a lot of great scores in a lot of Guy Madden's films. His very early films, you know, he sometimes would take a piece of music and slow it down, Guy, and I wish those could come out on. So I'd love to get the score to Archangel or something, but I thought John McCullough did a great job, Twilight of the Ice Nymphs. He also did the score for Careful.
And so I have some listeners that are not from Winnipeg, and it's weird because the Canadian film industry, it's kind of broken up into Vancouver, Toronto, and then whatever. And Winnipeg is really lucky. I think we're lucky in part of the film group and the Cinematheque. Because thanks to you also as well, because we had like guys like Guy Madden and John Pays, who actually, that was like the time I asked you to come on my show. You had a screening at the Cinematheque of his early short films.
Yeah, and the distribution department has just re-released some of John Pays' early shorts on DVD, and they actually have great scores too. So
yeah, and he's very influenced by like the 50s and
oh yeah, all kinds of things. And John Pays was a mentor to Guy Madden as well. And Guy acted in some of John's early films.
Yeah, so Winnipeg has a really good arts community, and it's we're very lucky. And I'm really excited that you get, like actually I came on my show.
Yeah, totally.
And you're also okay. So the next song that you have lined up here is a kind of a cover of from Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, Everybody's Talking, which Nilsson did it for the movie Midnight Cowboy, but I thought I'd find a different version. This is from Patty Larkin, who did it for a film called the Bleecker Street Compilation. Just great songs from New York by a lot of different artists. It's amazing how many people have covered the song. Iggy Pop, Louis Armstrong, Stevie Wonder, endless number of people. It's a great song, written by Fred Neil in 1966. Thank you.
sand, only the echo of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave my love. Everybody's talking at me.
and welcome back. We just listened to kind of ambient theme right now with Kevin Shields from the Lost in Translation soundtrack. And before that, we heard Rachel Portman from Smoke, a movie that I think should be revisited. It's from 1995. It's kind of like one of those New York independent Miramax films. And before that, we heard Danny Elfman from the Kingdom soundtrack, not the Lars von Trier, the movie. We had a discussion about this earlier. So what kind of made you choose those three songs?
Well, they're all ambient pieces, and they're just pieces of music I really like. Veris Cereban is a great label out of Los Angeles that restores movie soundtracks, puts out special movie soundtracks. And that piece of music by Danny Elfman, it's very uncharacteristic of his other films like Pee-wee Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, but it just has a great sound of ringing guitars. I love guitar playing, guitar sound, so I thought it was great. And then Rachel Portman, I think, again, flies under the radar. She did Mike Leigh's Life is Sweet, Ratcatcher, Benny and June. She's the first female composer to win an Academy Award for Best Music or Comedy Score for a film called Emma. And another nice piece for Smoke. And Lost in Translation, again, this is by Kevin Shields, who is an Irish musician who is in a band called My Bloody Valentine. And it's a great ethereal piece of guitar. Or just, I shouldn't say guitar because I don't even know what it is, but again, it's ambient. So that's why I love ambient music.
And yeah, and Lost in Translation is probably one of my favorite movies, directed by Sofia Coppola and starring Bill Murray, I guess, and
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and it's kind of the whole feel of the movie is kind of ambient, which is
like Tokyo.
And so next up is a track from the Coen brothers from their movie a couple years ago called Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah, it's a great song written in 1909. In fact, this movie is based on a book that, oddly enough, I read 3 months before the movie came out, because the Winnipeg Library has a copy of it, The Mayor of McDougal Street by Dave Van Ronk, and it's a great book. There's very little in the movie that I can recall from the book, but if you want to read a great book on the New York folk music scene, Mayor of McDougal Street is a great book.
Fine.
That was the great Jerry Goldsmith with a track from 1966, Our Man Flint.
Yes, a great movie. One of the first records I ever bought. I have a great story about this. I was a kid when this movie came out, so I went to a store downtown. It's long vanished, called the Record Room, and I ordered this. And then the sales clerk phoned me at home and said, do you want it in mono or stereo? And I'd never heard the words mono or stereo. I said, oh, my God, mono or stereo? What does that mean? What do I say? So I said, mono. And so I had the mono version of this song. And I now know what mono or stereo is.
and it's true, because now everything is in stereo. There's no such thing as mono anymore.
A lot of actually badly mixed songs in stereo. Mono has a great punchy soundtrack to it.
And I'm like, thank you for, like, that was your original copy of your record that you bought back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was commenting earlier, I have this sequel, the 67 in Lake Flint.
It's a great James Bond parody.
Yeah.
Our Man Flint.
Starring James Coburn.
Yeah, James Coburn.
And before that, we heard some great music, including Bernard Herrmann from The Taxi Driver.
Yes, Bernard, the great Bernard Herrmann, probably right at the top. Of one of the greatest film composers, did Orson. His first film was Orson Welles' Citizen Kane. He also did Vertigo, North by Northwest, Psycho, which has an amazing score, The Birds. And then he had a falling out with Hitchcock over Torn Curtain. Hitchcock wanted a more, I think, contemporary score, and Bernard said no. Anyway, and he died around the time this film was being made. Taxi Driver. I think it was his last feature.
Yeah, it is his last score, and an amazing score as well.
Yeah, totally.
So next up, we are kind of getting to the spaghetti western, or just not even spaghetti western, just western themed. And this is Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch.
Yeah, Jerry Fielding worked with Sam Peckinpah a lot of his scores. Junior Bonner, Straw Dogs, and Wild Bunch, his masterpiece. Jerry was a jazz musician. Also was the music director in Groucho Marx's radio program, You Bet Your Life. And this, I think, is one of the great scores because it's very complex. You hear a lot of different things going on. It's exciting, suspenseful, changes mood suddenly. So as a piece of music for the Western, and I think Jerry Fielding flies under the radar, it's really good.
And then right after that, we're going to listen to a track from probably one, like The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Probably one of Ennio Morricone's, like one of his best soundtracks.
Yeah, Ennio Morricone, the master. I mean, he's up there with Bernard Herrmann. He won the Academy Award for The Hateful Eight, but he did an amazing number of movies. Still alive, still composing. And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. A great movie.
And it's going to be a song you recognize.
Oh, yeah.
And I also want to say, I think Cinematheque showed a 35mm print about this 10 years ago,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, we did.
And I remember being there, and it was amazing.
Yes, we did. I saw it at the Garrick Theater when it first came out, too. I think it's played a little too many times by AMC Movie Channel. They tend to recycle things way too much. But yeah, 35mm print.
Yeah, and I want to say Cinematheque, what your guys are playing lately. So yesterday, you had a Saturday morning all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party.
Yes.
Which sold out.
Absolutely. Kayla Janice, ingenious. Programmer put that together, and we're going to repeat it March 11th at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, because I actually miss out on that. I'm kind of I want to come back for that. And actually today, later at 2 p.m., you're showing
Night at the Opera, Marx Brothers, introduced by Kevin MacDonald.
Of the Kids in the Hall. And he's also coming back in February 9th for The Nutty Professor.
Jerry Lewis.
Yes,
Jerry, one of Jerry Lewis's greatest movies.
And I'm also excited. You guys just got 3D capability?
Yes, 3D for DCP. The way technology is going, you have to have very specialized equipment and always costs a lot of money. And so now we can show any DCP, which means digital cinema package. All films are now released in that form. Used to be all 35mm. So we can now show anything that's 3D that's DCP.
And not like, okay, so like there's like a lot of things made 3D now.
There's a lot of schlock made for 3D, but I like to show some better, good stuff, actually.
Yeah.
So like the new Mad Max was 3D.
And and you guys got some Wim Wenders and Werner Herzog.
Yeah, exactly, and Jean-Luc Godard. And Mike Marinick has made something in 3D.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, that'll play as a short.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, that's something to look forward. And you guys can go check this stuff out at, oh, I don't know the website.
www.winnipegcinematech.com.
Yeah, like, and it's there's a lot of good things coming out. But getting back to the music, right now we have The Wild Bunch by J.L. Fielding.
Thank you.
And from the last in the Man With No Name trilogy, that was The Good, The Bad, The Ugly theme by Ennio Morricone. And I would like to thank my guest today, Dave Barber from the Cinematheque, for bringing all this great music.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And I also want to remind everybody that today at 2 p.m., if it's free, it's part of the Cabin Fever series. It's a Night at the Opera, the Marx Brothers classic, introduced by Kevin MacDonald from The Kids in the Hall. And then later tonight at 7 p.m. is Lovesick, a local movie.
By Tyson Caron. There's several more shows for it, and you should check that out.
And it's actually, it's pretty interesting because it's got Jay Baruchel and a couple local actors.
Some great acting by Winnipeg actors, too. Ali Tataran, Ross McMillan, Rebecca Gibson, Adam Brooks do a great job in this movie.
Yeah, thanks again. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is like, I was really excited about the show. And we're going to close it off today with another kind of Coen Brothers track from the movie Fargo.
Yeah, Carter Burwell.
And you were saying this is kind of your favorite.
Yeah, Carter Burwell is terrific. He's actually a computer guy. He came from a computer background, always played music. He did the score for Blood Simple, and the rest is history. He's done almost all the Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to Mondo Hollywood. I'll be back next week, and let's listen to a track from Fargo.